Our Father, we thank you for this morning. We appreciate you. We glorify your name. And Lord, it's our prayer that as we go into your word, that you will quicken your word unto our understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. We have not gathered unto any man, we have gathered unto you. So Lord, at this time we pray that no matter what I will speak, you will be the one they will hear in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, glorify your name in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. First, I want to thank the leadership of the church for the opportunity to share the word of God with us this morning. We've been drinking of the grace of God in their life, and it's our prayer that that grace will not dry up in Jesus' name. This morning, let's open our Bible to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. I'll read the first two verses. Galatians chapter 4. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. So I will be expanding this passage as we take the message for today. So the passage we've just read has few sentences, but etched in those sentences are deep spiritual truths. So actually, the Apostle Paul was talking about a situation of inheritance. There are various situations, but this one is very peculiar. And it's that there was a baby or a child that the parents have died, and they have written their will for the child. So in this case, the Apostle Paul says that the child, according to the legal issue around that peculiar case, because the child is still small, is still young, it is not possible that the child will be able to take over or to assess the inheritance. So generally, a time when he is matured must necessarily be defined by the law before the child will be able to assess the inheritance. So, but there are some terms that I want us to take note of. In the first verse, he says, as long as he is a child. And I think it should be understandable. As long as that baby is still a baby, assessing the inheritance is not possible. Assuming, for example, the inheritance, even if it is in thousands, will you give thousands to a toddler? No. So, as long as the toddler still remain a toddler, as long as the baby still remain a baby, the inheritance will not reflect in his or her life. Now, look at it again. Now I say
that the heir, as long as he is a child, will not differ from a slave, will not differ from a servant, although he owns all the inheritance. Praise the Lord. So what will perpetually hold the child from accessing the inheritance is something very simple. Can we guess? What will hold him back? Growth. Growth. Praise the Lord. And that's simply what we want to talk about this morning. I've had difficulty in giving a title to it, so we can say the title of the message is Grow Up. Or Growth, the prerequisite for a lifetime of exploits. Exploits in the kingdom is not by effort. Exploit is an heritage. And in the same way that no matter how you like your child, you cannot give your treasure to a toddler. It's the same way that growth is very key in assessing our heritage of exploits. Praise the Lord. So in this particular case that we have seen, if it so happened, because I remember there was the case of a child of David that they call Mephibosheth. Unfortunately, what happened to him affected his physique. And because he affected his physique, it was difficult for him to assess his heritage. Later, they only had to arrange for people to assess his heritage on his behalf. Till he died, he was only allowed by the magnanimity of David to eat at the table. Praise the Lord. If you are handling your business by yourself, or people are handling your business for you, which one is better? Which one is more profitable? So that was an unfortunate situation for Mephibosheth. And although he was a prince, although he had a great heritage, in terms of physical growth, because something terrible happened to him, he was not able to assess his heritage. Praise the Lord. So in the kingdom, exploit is an heritage. You don't do exploits by your effort. You assess heritage. Praise the Lord. In fact, when you look at the Bible and you see exploits in the Bible, you notice that many times God deliberately do certain exploits to make everybody understand that exploit in the kingdom is unique, and it's not by power, it is not by might. Let's take the example of Sarah and Abraham. At 75, God told them they will have a baby. But God decided, it doesn't take God the next day to make the thing happen. It doesn't take God 1 year to make the thing happen. But for him to show that exploit in the kingdom is beyond human effort, he deliberately waited till it's absolutely humanly impossible and unthinkable before he did what he wanted to do. So he waited for how many years? He waited for 25. He waited until Abraham became 90 years old. And the Bible says that every mechanism that should be in place in a woman for Sarah to give birth, God waited until everything stopped because he wanted to show that the exploit in the kingdom is beyond human effort. Let's look at another example so that you understand very well. For the children of Israel, when they were going from Egypt to the land of promise, and then God decided that they should rather travel the road that has the Red Sea and not the other road that is free. And if you look at the reason is that when this road that is free, there are many wars. They will face battles. And he said, I don't want them to be discouraged because of battle. And then you ask yourself, is it not God? In the battles that they fought, was it not God that was helping them? Can God not clear everything? You understand? But to prove a major point, he decided that the best route is the road where there is the Red Sea, because he needed to show that the exploit in the kingdom, because who can do what he did with the Red Sea? By your own human efforts, by your own ingenuity, and by any discovery and innovation in engineering. Praise the Lord. So you see that's why the exploit in the kingdom is an heritage. You only access an heritage. You don't work for an inheritance. An inheritance is something bequeathed to you. It's beyond your effort. It's beyond your knowledge. It's beyond anything you can think of. And you know, as I've given you examples like this, you can think of many, many other things that God would do. When he decided to feed 5,000 with a plate. When he decided to bring the Lord Jesus Christ from a virgin. And there are many situations like that. So, like the same way, a toddler will not be allowed to access the inheritance. It's also the same way that as children of God, our access will be limited by our growth. Praise the Lord. The examples that Paul used is biological growth. And there are instances where biological growth is what is relevant. Like for inheritance, natural inheritance is biological growth. If something so happened to the baby, a sickness or something, and the baby could not grow beyond babyhood, the inheritance would just lie there. And in the same way, assessing the inheritance is also majorly predicated on growth. So this morning, I will just quickly look at some areas, vital areas of growth for a lifetime of exploits. Vital areas of growth for a lifetime of effort, of exploits. Praise the Lord. But let me whet our appetite with some things. Genesis chapter 39, verse 2 to 6. Genesis chapter 39, verse 2 to 6. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, And the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him. And he made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptians' house for Joseph's sake. And the blessings of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. Number 6. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not anything he had except the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Did Joseph labor for this? What did he just do? He just assessed it by divine intervention. Praise the Lord. And like I said, you don't release your treasures to a toddler. You have built a big business. For you to hand it over to anybody to an extent that you don't even know anything about it, will you just hand it over to anybody? And for Joseph to have been, that this thing was handed to Joseph, we will look at some of those character. It's because although he was not grown up in terms of age, he has developed in terms of certain virtues and character. So in some of the examples that we'll see, you will see that the growth we are talking about is not necessarily age-wise. Although there are instances where that could be relevant. But in most instances, in fact, there are a lot of people that have grown biologically, but they have not grown in areas that will make them to assess the heritage. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 16. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 16. Woe to thee, O land, when thy king is what? Woe to thee, O land, when thy king. So sometimes some people are so mature and so connected and they get to place of authority. But if they have not grown except only biologically, those that put them in those places of authority, they have made terrible mistake. So in life, if my growth has only been biological, then I have not been building my life in a way that I can assess the heritage of the kingdom. Now let's read the passage further. Verse 17. Blessed art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of the noble, and thy princes eat in due season for strength and not for drunkenness. Praise the Lord. What are signs that somebody is a baby? What are evidence that you are a baby? That's one of them. They are given to pleasure and not to purpose. He says their leader is a child. Why? Because they would rather eat for pleasure and not for strength. And they have problem knowing when to do what. When to do what is a sign of babyhood. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 9. Because of time, maybe I'll just summarize. 2 Samuel chapter 9. Actually, we are supposed to read verse 1 to 13. But it's the story of David when he killed Goliath. David was still a teenager at that time. But when he came to the field, he came to bring food to his brothers. Praise the Lord. The brothers at the time, they have grown up biologically beyond him. Apart from growing up biologically, they have been trained, which means in terms of military training, they have grown past David. Saul was also there. So in terms of position also, they have grown past David. But there are other areas of growth that are very important. Unfortunately, all this development and growth could not withstand the challenge at the time. You see the problem now. It wasn't just a personal challenge, a town challenge. It was a national challenge. And unfortunately, the fact that they have grown in military training, in whatever thing, was not a match for that national challenge. But here come the teenager who had grown in the right area. Praise the Lord. And that's why I said, exploit is an heritage. You only assess it. In what area had David grown? Faith. And that's our first point. Vital areas of growth. He had not grown biologically, but he had grown very well in faith. He had not grown in military training, but he had grown as a giant in faith. And because he had grown, he was able to face a national challenge, not a local challenge, not a personal challenge, but he was able to withstand a national challenge that the whole army of Israel that have ignorantly grown in the wrong thing could not withstand. So that's the first one. Faith. It is not every training that produces, every training does not produce the same results. And in the kingdom, I must know that the things that are important. Praise the Lord. And you see, exploit, immediately he exercised the faith. What did he have? He had national recognition, as simple as ABC. How long does it take to have national recognition? You can become a very good professor, but nobody knows you. Am I correct? You can become even outstanding in anything, and nobody will know you beyond the lay effect. But with faith, because in the kingdom, exploit is not by effort. It's an heritage. What you will assess will be far, far, far beyond your expectation. How long will the man David have worked for such recognition and exploit? How long for him to get it? Yeah, and he got it only in one day. In fact, it's not up to one day, just a fraction of the period of the day. Praise the Lord. So that's the first aspect. And you see, the things that are required, they are independent of your biological growth. So if you focus on it, even if you are very young, exploit is not far from you. Praise the Lord. Now, the other instances that I want us to look at, they are incidentally also related to young people. We have just read about Joseph. So let's read another thing about Joseph again in Genesis chapter 41. Genesis chapter 41, I think verse 40 to 42. Genesis chapter 41, 40 to 42. This is Pharaoh, the president of the nation, talking to a 30-year-old man. He has even grown a little bit. And he said, "Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou." Verse 40. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "See, I have set thee over the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. How easy is it without election that you go to a foreign land and then you reach this level? No election, nothing. What effort will you put in place that it will so happen that the president will say, "I have handed over the whole nation into your hand"? Praise the Lord. Now, if you look at the life of Joseph, so you see some things that are outstanding. Number one, and that's another area that we should focus on, he had strong religious conviction. Strong religious conviction. How else do you know a baby? Babies are unstable. Baby gets easily tossed to and fro. That's another sign. But for Joseph, when the wife of Potiphar confronted him, he had a very strong religious conviction. How can I do this thing and sin against God? Very strong. His colleagues in Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, very strong religious conviction. Their conviction about their religious belief was not a circumstantial conviction. If they are to die, they are ready. So when they told Daniel, "If you pray again, this is what will happen." Now, before, he used to pray indoor. Now he opened his window, showing them that this, my conviction, is rock solid. And when they also faced Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, "We will kill you." They had strong religious conviction. In another instance, Daniel discovered that this thing they are presenting to us would defile us. Remember, they were slaves that have been captured at the war front and taken to another country. The God they believed did not save them at the war front. And even now that they are not in a good condition, their religious conviction cannot be bent by whether the God they believe in is doing good to them or is not doing good to them. So he was not afraid. "I cannot eat this. We don't eat this." Praise the Lord. So the Bible says, if you are neither cold nor hot, what will happen? They will spit you out. Jacob looked at Reuben. He said, unstable as water. What did he say? You see, in fact, in James, he said, anybody that is unstable can never receive anything from God. James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Verse 7. But let not that man think that he shall receive. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything. So you can understand why people like Abraham got something very outstanding. Why people like Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel, all of them, if they have believed, they have believed. If it so happened that they have believed and they are about to die, and you see, ask them, do you still believe? I still believe. You know it has happened before. When Joseph died, there was a prophecy that they will go into slavery. But when he was about to die, what did he tell them? I am too sure that you will be delivered from the slavery. So wherever you bury me, make sure you carry my bone. That's somebody that in his lifetime, the promise of God did not come to pass. But he's telling them, although I cannot see it, but I'm still sure it will come to pass. Very strong religious conviction. So they said, Abraham was fully persuaded. And because he was fully persuaded, the Bible says, he refused to think about his body. He refused also to think about Sarah's body because he was fully persuaded about the faithfulness of God and also about the ability of God. Praise the Lord. So that's number two. Number three, because of time, is they are also sound in righteousness. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 to 21. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 to 21. In a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of art, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Now, it is only if a man purge himself that he become a vessel in his hand. It's straightforward. If a man therefore purge himself, make sure that in private and in public he is righteous. It's not only in public. It was in private that the Potiphar's wife confronted Joseph. It wasn't in public. If he had done anything and they can cover it, it will be covered. You know, if they so plan it and they kill the man, the secret is kept between the two of them. Praise the Lord. So it's the same thing. He said, he that has a pure heart. Is it? So it is both private and public. Because sometimes some things happen in private, but because people can comport themselves very well, in public they have great reputation. But such people, like the Bible says, we receive nothing from the hand of God. So that's another area. And you know, I was discussing with some people somewhere, and I'm like, if you have to be preached, you have, let's say you have 40 years to live, and somebody has to preach to you and beg you to leave sin for 40 years, then when will you do the exploits? Do you understand what I mean? But they are talking about, yeah, people, we need to always encourage people because the people take things lightly, and heaven is the ultimate. I said, okay, heaven is the ultimate. But when we get to heaven, he said we will give account of what we did in the flesh. So if the only thing you are able to secure is good, though, is to get to heaven. But it's not too good now. Get to heaven and also have something to show. But if for every service you have to be apt to leave the sin, it's like Sunday services is your own tablet against sin. So when they give you a dose, you go, and then maybe when it becomes Thursday or Friday, you say something has happened again. You are waiting for Sunday again. Yeah, they will give you another dose. And you keep doing, because one of the evidences of being a baby is that you are only going in cycle. Another evidence, you go in cycle. So if I want to assess the exploit, another area that I must deal with is work at being sound in righteousness, either in public or in private. Whatever is holding you captive, there is power available in God. Unless it today, and let it, you, okay, let me give this example. I've said it before, but maybe when I said it, I was told that I should have mentioned the thing. I used to struggle with Coca-Cola, seriously, before. I have one of my students here, they know. I started from one bottle to two bottles. In fact, I think to a normal 35 cl, I reached a point where I was drinking horrible. And I would drink not one, not two. I hide them from my wife. She doesn't know. And the thing was not like I was, it was always a drive, a pressure. Sometimes I can go 1 week, but it's come back. But I think it's like 4 months now that I've not taken Coca-Cola. And the way it started was, we were just in the office, and one of my students just said something in relation to the fact that I have not been able to undo Coca-Cola. And the thing offended me. And I was like, from today, I won't drink this. Praise the Lord. And in the same way, under God, that you want to assess, exploit, want your life to spell something better, and you just make sure that this thing, with the grace of God, I should be superior. And then that will be the end. And that will be the end in Jesus' name. The last one, because of time, is they were also highly spiritual. Highly spiritual. In, when we say highly spiritual, Joseph had enough spirit of God to understand. There's a way, let's read Daniel for that. Daniel chapter 5 from verse 10 to 14. Daniel chapter 5 from verse 10 to 14. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lord, came into the banquet house, and the queen spake and said, O King, live forever. Let not thy thought trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the holy God. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father, made master over the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. The next verse. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding and interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences, this is the part that I like, and dissolving of doubt were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. They cannot categorize the knowledge, the wisdom, the exploit. The only category is to say the spirit of the gods is in this man. Because things will happen. Call magician, call soothsayer, call all the philosopher at the national level, and they won't be able to do anything. Then call this teenage boy, and he will solve it. So the only thing is that this boy is carrying not just ordinary spirits, but the gods that are living in him. Praise the Lord. And it's the same testimony with Joseph, Genesis 41. Genesis 41, 38. So at the end of the day, he said, you have to be their oga. And the exploit is always an heritage. You only assess it by the grace of God. Verse 38. And Pharaoh said unto his servant, can we find such a one as this is? A man in whom the spirit of the God is. Because the exploit was beyond all calculations. So they said, there's something in this guy. And the best thing is to just say that the gods are in him. So they were also highly spiritual in the sense that they can communicate with the spirit. They can communicate with God and get an answer. So their own spirituality is direct. When the king said he had a dream, he forgot the dream. And they think that the solution is that you must determine my dream for me and you must get the answer. What did Daniel do? Daniel called his brethren. He told them, give us time. Give us time. We deal with spirits. And I'm too sure we'll come back with answer. Give us time. And they were able to go, communicate, got the answer, and came back. Clear-cut spirituality. Praise the Lord. There's no time to expand on each of them. So I've mentioned how many points. Faith, conviction, righteousness, and one more time. Faith and spirituality. Time is up, but let me quickly say something about faith. Let's look at Romans chapter 4 as I round up. What is faith? Faith is very important. Romans chapter 4, verse 17, I'm not sure. Let's display verse 17 first. Okay, 17. A lot of
definition you get from here. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God who quickens the dead, and call those things which be not as though they were. Now, maybe one by one, when you get faith, when you actually have faith, you will call things that are not as simply as if they exist. Praise the Lord. Now, the next verse, verse 18. Who against hope believed in hope? If you have faith, you have hope. Concerning any situation, faith always hope. That he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Verse 19 now. And be not weak in faith. He said, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Another point. Faith does not look at physical realities. If there is faith, in the hope is will always be independent of the physical reality. Verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Is there next verse? And being fully persuaded. That's another thing about faith. Faith is fully persuaded. Will you get that job? Yes. And they said the situation now is terrible in the company. They have changed the criteria. Do you think you will still get that job? What will you say? Yes. They have even shortlisted. They didn't shortlist your name. Do you still think you will get that job? What will faith say? He said, against hope, he believed in hope. So faith is beyond physical realities. If everything lined up together, why do you still think you are hoping for it? It's real, it's obvious that it will come to pass. Abi? But faith is clearly indicated in, and that's why I gave you an example. Look at the example of the Red Sea. Look at the example of now Abraham. The body of the man dead, the body of the woman dead. But they are still saying, Baba Lagwaja, Mama Lagwaja. You know, that's the way they were calling themselves. They are, and then the faith is always predicated on God, at least, either on the faithfulness of God or on the ability of God. He says this is what will happen. So why should it not happen? For it not to happen, it must be that God is neither here nor there. God is not reliable. You understand? Then another thing, on the ability of God. In fact, I asked them, is there anything that I cannot do? It has faith. My full persuasion is based on the fact that there is nothing he cannot do. And so far he said he wants to do it. then I don't have any problem.
But the key, even if I die and he has not done it, it does not change the fact that he would do it. So I'm fully persuaded.
How do you develop faith? So I've just helped you with faith. So you can know whether you have faith.
Whatever he has told you,
so what's your disposition to it?
But it's always that the Bible says, faith comes by hearing God.
I think Romans 10:17, if I get it right.
That's where it starts from, and that's why faith is around God. Faith comes by hearing God. So if you grow in that area, you must be addicted to every source that is producing the voice of God.
Praise the Lord. Let's close our eyes so that we'll pray.
The disciple went to Jesus and said, increase our faith.
I want you to tell the Lord, we can only pick that one today.
Remember, Joseph did not work for all the exploits associated to him. He only assessed it by his faith in God. He only assessed it because he was strongly convinced about God.
So I want you to talk to the Lord. Lord, increase my faith.
Lord, increase my faith.
Lord, increase my faith.
I want you to pray to the Lord. And this morning, we'll take 1 or 2 minutes to pray. If you have neither been stable in righteousness, today, ask that the Lord will give you victory. If you have always been rising and falling and saying it has happened again, from today, it must never happen again. Lord, I pray for victory. Lord, I pray for victory. I break the yoke of sin that has been holding me captive. I break it today. According to the Bible says, you will decree a thing. So you are authorized today to decree your deliverance. Confront whatever has always been defeating you today and say, I claim victory over you. I claim victory over you. I claim victory over you in the name of Jesus Christ.
And finally, I want you to speak with faith. Speak with faith now to any situation.
With faith, with faith, with faith. That is, speak on the strength of the ability of God towards that situation. Make a statement of faith.
O le pe, o de le ya, sugbon, I know this is what will happen.
I will never ever accept something that is contrary. It may be long, it may not be long, but I will never accept anything that is contrary to this. Make a statement of faith. In the name of Jesus Christ. Faith rests on the ability. If God were to come down and be the one to deal with that situation, What do you think will be the answer? Let that be your statement today, and write it down and stay by it.
Would you like to rise on your feet with me? We like to determine that you will not operate at this level again. The level that you are unable to assess the things of the kingdom. We'd like to have the Lord, Father, take me to a higher level. Lord, take me to a higher level. Take me to a higher level. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. In level of obedience, in level of righteousness, in level of living, in conviction of you, that I will be persuaded. Lord, grant me the grace. Like to talk to God means your denier, that what you have been denying and what you are unable to assess, it has been because of the level that you have been operating before. Those things that have been hidden from you has been because you have not been operating the level God expects you to operate. You've been a baby, a childhood that has no access to the ear of the kingdom. And heaven cannot commit anything into your hand. We'd like to talk to the Lord. We'd like to talk to the Lord. Father, Lord of heaven, grant me grace. Grant me grace. Let my faith increase. Increase my level of living in righteousness and obedience unto you. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you because you will walk upon this life in the name of Jesus. You will make me to be stable. To be stable, Lord. Establish me in your faith. Establish me in your counsel. Establish my life. Oh, Jesus, establish me. Let the power of the Most High God establish me in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Baby Lord, see, baby Lord, see, baby Lord, see, baby
Baby, Father, this is our cry today. Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the power of the Most High God will lift us up from this childhood, from immaturity. Lord, you will take us up, Almighty God, you will raise us up. We are willing. Lord, there are so many blessings that are hanging. There are so many glory that are hovering there. That because of our levels of immaturity, we could not assess them. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that the power of the Most High God will lift us up. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen us, Father. Strengthen us. Establish us, Lord. Grant us to walk in obedience and in righteousness. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that henceforth we shall not be tossed to and fro again. We shall be established in your counsel. Thank you, Father. We bless you and worship you. Thank you very much for your servant whom you have used for us. We ask for increase for him. We ask for increase for him, that you will also raise him up, O Lord, for your glory. Thank you, Father. We bless you and worship you. In Jesus' name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying.